All right. This is my first bonus podcast I've done in a while. Yes, sir. We are recording right now. So I'm here with my good friend Walter. And Walter, basically, I do extra episodes sometimes on, what is it, More Gonzo Tonight. I have like three on there, so we're going to do like a little extra one. So Walter and I are here talking about the coronavirus, what's going on. And basically what we're talking about is the number of deaths, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You said 10,000 worldwide, I think. Is that... I feel like that's a little much, but that could be true. We'll just say that.
Yeah, it's probably about 10,000 worldwide as of right now, and it's what is it? March 20th.
Yep. March around there, 20th. So. But what I wanted to talk about is, I don't know if you've seen on Twitter any of the like stories that come out or whatever. There's people saying that like they got the coronavirus, and they're saying like, oh, so I woke up, I had a headache one day, and then you know, I had a cough, I have shortness of breath, da 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 da. They went to the hospital and they get tested for flu, they get tested for all this stuff. Don't get tested for the coronavirus. And this one guy in particular that I saw never mentioned a fever. But the fever is like the most common symptom
of the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's a fever, yeah. And a cough.
Yeah.
Never mentioned that. So it's like, and then there's all these other stories like, you know, celebrities getting it, actors and stuff. But I don't know. Do you know anyone who has the coronavirus? Like personally?
Around my immediate family, no.
Yeah.
A lot of what I do in work-related stuff is all social media work. So I'm the founder and president of Social Uprising Incorporated, a digital marketing agency that specializes in helping doctors, people in the commercial real estate industry, as well as restaurants, generate more engagement and traffic to what they're doing. Me personally, I haven't known anybody that's actually gotten the virus. Yeah. However, I can attest from a business standpoint, though, that it has absolutely killed social media work.
Well, yeah, I mean, so... I'll say I did the poll. You saw on my Instagram, I did the poll. Right now it's like 14% of people responded yes, they know someone who has the virus. And I looked in my messages and I saw a few people said, you know, my niece's grandpa has it, like from the other side, or my neighbor has it, or a neighbor's son, or whatever. So people are saying that, you know, if they know people who have it. But like you're saying, the whole business side, it's not so much that the virus itself has caused it, but the repercussions of the panic,
right,
and the pandemic of it.
Right.
The government has caused,
right, the problem,
the close down.
It stems from the panic that comes from the virus, basically. And the panic is, oh my God, I don't want to go to a restaurant because I may get the coronavirus,
yeah,
and get ammonia-like symptoms and die a miserable death. That's the fact of the matter. That's what's going through somebody's head right now.
Right. I mean, and in all reality, it's a fever and a cough.
For a young person, for somebody,
yeah,
for somebody within the adequate ages of anywhere from like 20 to 40, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I can't attest to
that, and I'm not a medical provider, so don't hold,
yeah,
me to that.
No, but the reality is there's some people that can get it and are at very high risk, and most people are not.
Right.
I guess the whole fact that it's being spread around easily, like it's a high infecting virus, so to say, like, you know, you can easily get it or whatever. That's part of the reason why there's a lot of panic and a lot of like shutdown of the borders and everything like that. But I mean, if you look at it, it's like the flu. It's pretty much like the flu. The only issue, I guess, is we don't have the vaccine for it yet.
Right. It's coming.
Yeah, and it is coming.
Yeah.
So I mean, this will be like the last we really, I mean, it'll basically become like the flu, like, oh, get your coronavirus shot every year, whatever. and it won't be a big deal. But right now, since it's new,
that'll be a big moneymaker too.
Oh yeah, you know, it'll be just like the flu. You know, get your flu shot, get your coronavirus shot, get whatever. But after this, it won't be a big deal. And there's a lot of theories going around. That's what I love about this, is a lot of theories going around.
Well, there's so many theories that go around. One of them that I heard of was coronavirus was a biological weapon against China. I've heard that...
against China?
Yeah, against China.
Who... So...
Perpetrated by the U.S. military.
Oh, that's a Chinese theory, though.
I've heard of
that's
that one.
That's them accusing us.
I've heard of that one. I've heard that... the Chinese, you know, now it's not a theory of any kind because it is true. They did downplay the virus.
No, yeah. The fact of the matter is they were like,
no, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. It's no big deal. And then we wake up one day and it's like 20-something countries are infected.
Here it is. It's at our shores. That's about it. But from a business standpoint, as a business owner too, it's been absolute hell because people are so scared. They don't want to do anything.
Can we turn this off?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a fan in the studio here. It's making a lot of noise.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, China was definitely a big player.
No, they were. Absolutely.
In what's going on. Because they had it, like, in December.
Right.
And no big deal, whatever. And then all of a sudden, here we are in, like, early March. They start talking about the coronavirus. And, you know, mid-March, everyone's buying toilet paper.
Who perpetrated that bullshit anyways? I mean, that's total...
Just the toilet paper?
Oh, absolutely. That's total garbage.
Someone was telling me that when there's, like, a pandemic or when there's, like, something like that going on, the government, in order to fight it, they need 3 months' worth of supplies, okay?
Right, okay.
So they were saying that the government was sending people in to go buy it for them.
So you're saying that the U.S. citizens were being told to go buy...
Well, not necessarily... No, so let's say the government sent people in to go buy the toilet paper. So everyone else sees toilet paper is going out of stock.
Right.
So then everyone panics and buys toilet paper.
Okay. Because it's like, oh... It's the masses. It's the theory of the masses.
It's low on stock.
Right.
I should buy it.
Right. You should buy it because it's going down.
Which is like what happens with ammo. Every time something goes on, gun stores sell out of ammo, and then they sell out a lot of guns. Like, I went to Academy just to pick up some ammo. Apparently, I was too late because pistol ammo was gone. 5.56 was gone, like basic AR-15 ammo. They still had long-range ammo. Which is actually, if something were to happen because of a pandemic, the fight would be long range. So really, you should be investing in long range weapons.
Oh yeah, I'd be blowing people away.
Yeah, I mean,
if that was the case, absolutely.
Like what the guy at Academy was saying, was like, you know, I'm surprised people aren't buying long range ammo because that's what the fight's gonna be. Which, I mean, I guess is good for the experts. They still have ammo to buy. I ordered some ammo online and it's gonna I ordered it on Monday and it's gonna be here tomorrow.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, luckily they haven't shut down the shipping either.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, which is good. But pretty soon I'm almost certain that the United States will be under a lockdown of some kind. It would be smart for them to do. It kind of sucks that it's shutting down all of our lives, but
I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Right.
And we should have kind of like worked with, you know, the UN and other nations and done it at the same time. Because, you know, Europe's done it. Or Italy did it like 2 weeks ago. The UK or some of Europe did it like...
Did you hear about Japan? Ago. Japan did it in the very beginning. They got like 100 cases.
Well, right, that's the thing. They only limited it to 100 cases and then they shut down basically everything. And they're pretty good.
They're walking around fine.
Yeah.
Like nothing ever happened.
In Switzerland, too, they shut down everything. They said only the military is allowed to go out and get supplies. And I'm pretty sure they don't have a lot of cases because they just pretty much said, just a little bit. They said, you know, oh, we'll shut down right now and just prevent any more panic or any more cases, so to say.
Yeah, no, I mean, that would be, the smart thing, even though it would have been tough because you kind of can't predict this far in the future, but if they were to say, okay, you know, this is getting crazy, like we need to shut down.
Yeah.
The smartest thing would have been just to lock up everything, forget about it, just sit on your own little island and just wait it out. That would have been the best thing to do. Now, some people were doing that prematurely quarantining themselves, whether they've been exposed or they haven't. You know, if they're sitting back, kind of letting it all blow over. But those are also usually, I would assume, to be the people that actually have the resources on hand to go ahead and do that. Not all the time, but I would assume that'd probably be the case.
Yeah, I mean, especially in this country, you have a few, you have many different types of people. You have the people that, as soon as they hear coronavirus, they go and they stock up on supplies and they lock themselves away from society.
Yeah, right. They're like, and then this, you have this people, is the end of the world, forget about it.
Yeah, and then
right.
You have people that are the polar opposite and everything's normal. And I mean, it depends on the situation. It depends on the actual virus. I do think that this was blown out of proportion for the particular virus. But if you were to think about the effects economically that would come of it.
Well, economically speaking, it's fucking miserable.
Right. So
that's the case.
What I'm saying is, like, for economic reasons, we should have shut down earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if the world was on the same page and was like, you know, this isn't a huge deal virus-wise, I think. You know, like, let's say, you know, you're an older person or you're more susceptible to the virus because of medical conditions, whatever. You should take the initiative to, you know, close yourself off from society, so to say. But I mean, that's just my theory. I kind of think like a libertarian.
Elderly people should be quarantined. They should quarantine themselves.
Right, but what I'm right saying now is, like, it's all up to you.
Right, it's all up to you. If you want to go out and go be a moron and go catch the coronavirus and you're elderly and then you die. Sorry.
Well, even like
that should be your choice.
Younger people, they're like, oh, I don't care about a fever.
No, younger people. That's the problem. So younger people, basically, what's taking place with them is they're all going out and they're saying, oh, fuck everybody. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to deal with any of this because I'm a young person and I feel invincible. So therefore, I'm going to go out and go to the beach, or I'm going to go do X, Y, and Z. And that's okay. But what they're not thinking about is, okay, now they may be carriers of the virus, but they're so healthy that they would never know. Now what they're doing is they're transmitting it to 10 other people, and that's affecting a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, so I mean,
that's the problem.
I think the issue with it, like for me personally too, is passing it on to, you know, grandparents or something like that.
Oh yeah, that's my fear too. Absolutely.
So you should definitely be cognizant of who you're passing it to if you were to have it. And one of the studies that came out recently was the blood type.
Right.
So for instance, A blood type A is more susceptible to it, and then blood type O is the least susceptible to it.
I'm lucky. I'm like O. So
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So they're saying too, like, if you're blood type O, you might even have it and get like minimal symptoms.
Yeah, you'll be
like
fine.
You might wake up one day and feel funny, and then like
you might
the next
feel a
day
little, you
like,
might feel a little weird,
right? Blood type A is like, you know, you're gonna get it and you're gonna feel like the fever, the cough, and
you're gonna feel the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
What makes the virus so difficult too is the fact that it's like the ammonia, and you literally just you die a miserable death. I hear that when you actually die of the coronavirus, it's pretty miserable.
Well, I'm sure if you are either an older person or if you have underlying medical conditions, and then you add on the fever and the cough and the shortness of breath and all that, I'm sure that that's like,
if you're an elderly person
and
you have underlying medical conditions, forget about it. Coronavirus is a death sentence. You're going to die. I hope you've been saying your prayers because you're going to see the Lord. that's the fact of the matter. But as far as actually like containment purposes and keeping everything in check, we should have locked stuff down a lot longer ago. It would have been very difficult to do, but it also would have been a smart move for us to do, for sure.
What's crazy too is they're saying, you know, COVID the actual virus, coronavirus, has been around for a long time.
Transmitted, yeah, by animals.
Well, yes, but the actual strand, COVID-19, which is what we're dealing with now, is new. But the coronavirus itself has actually been going around for years and years.
That doesn't
surprise me. It wasn't a bad strand, so to say.
That doesn't surprise me.
The 19 strand is, like, the one that's been, I guess,
it's been the bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been the one that's given everybody problems.
Yeah, basically.
Is that one there.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, it's almost like you're living in a movie right now with the whole economical shutdown, restaurants, bars, everything's closing down now.
When was the last time they ever did this? Think about it. Do you know, Alex?
The last time they did this?
Yeah. Shh. This is World War II stuff.
Well, yeah.
Last time they ever had to close the country down, get everybody locked in, quarantine type stuff. Everybody's kind of on the same page, rationing. This is kind of what's going on. We haven't had something like this. This is history. This is literally history.
Absolutely. And what's funny, too, is Jade was saying, she brought up a point, she was like, oh, you know, they're banning alcohol sales. Like, I mean, right now it's only like you can buy a bottle or whatever, but.
Right, we have a bottle.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically they're saying, oh, they're banning alcohol sales. It's like prohibition.
Right.
And I go, holy crap, it's the 20s right now.
Right.
It's like the 20s all over again.
I know.
No, but it's like crazy stuff. The last time, like you said, the last time they shut down the country and stuff was like, it's been a long time. But what's more interesting to talk about is the fact that there's been a virus every election year, meaning every 2 years. There's been some type of virus. Ebola, swine flu.
It's interesting, too, because it's 2020, it's an election year coming up. And now a lot of people also know Donald Trump has been extremely confident, he's been so conflicting to, you know, the Washington base that we currently have right now, the swamp per se, the rest of the world. He is totally at 100% unconventional from anything that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And that's because he doesn't need that special interest. He is really looking out, I would say, at least for the American people per se. And it's interesting, though, that something like this happens on a time, especially, like, for him. This is a big challenge.
Well, think about it. It's, like, one of the biggest election years.
Right.
And it's one of the biggest virus pandemics that we've seen.
I don't even remember Ebola being this bad.
Swine flu, Ebola, nothing was this bad.
No. Nothing was this
bad. And Ebola was more deadly.
Right, it was. It had a 50% kill rate.
Yeah, but
you
no
get
one
it,
got
you're
it.
Die.
And, well, basically, I mean, actually, no one got it.
That mainly was all in Africa. Over there.
Right, that's the thing.
From animals as well.
But we had it in America.
Right.
Chipotle
it was like,
had it.
It was like 3K. It was like, I think last time I checked, and please don't, seriously quote me on these numbers. It was at least like 8 or 9 cases, at least from what I remember, somewhere around there.
And very low.
Very minimal. Very low, but it did cause a slight bit of hysteria, but again.
But it was like that, so, like you said, of the slightest bit of hysteria.
Right, it was of the slightest bit. But
it was like, don't go to Chipotle.
See,
and
the problem is the fact that hysteria is caused by the media. That's their job.
Right,
their
media has been terrible recently.
They've been on all sides. On absolute all sides. If you ever look on the news, it's 24/7 coronavirus. So-and-so's dying over this. China's got this going on. The UK.
What I'm worried about is that this might become a trend. And that the world's... And everyone's going to want to just close themselves off. Because every time they hear of some sort of virus or some sort of whatever, they're going to want to just shut their doors and, like...
Right, they're just going to...
It's going to be a trend. Like, oh, you know... Let's make the world more isolated. Like, right. You know, work at home, or, you know, order stuff online.
One of these countries are gonna be like, hey, they did that to us. And when I mean they, I'm talking about any country.
Yeah.
You know, they could say, oh, so and so country did that to us. So now we're going to retaliate and attack them. It's very possible. There's a lot of
different avenues that people can take, and it's an interesting deal, and we're living in very interesting times too right now, because you got to think, at any point in time, one country could get something wrong and say, okay, fuck, the United States caused a coronavirus to China because they owe a lot of money. Well, now that poses a problem, because if that's the case, then every other country may also try and go do the same thing and accuse certain countries of doing things either for or against their benefit to be able to engage in some kind of war or warfare.
Well, that's happened in the past too. Like,
right, it has.
Like World War, like you know, World War II, we weren't getting involved, and then once the Chinese attacked Pearl Harbor, then we like had to get involved.
Yeah, once the Japanese did.
That's how it was. Yeah, like, right, yeah, right, it's like everyone's right. trying to get like let's just use America for example. Everyone, you know, once a big war happens, someone's trying to get America involved.
But also, what happens usually when big wars happen to economies?
Well,
when we had a wartime economy for World War II in the United States, what happened? We got rich.
Right, that's rich the thing. Because war makes certain people rich.
War makes certain people with certain
interests. There's certain people wealthy. In the government that want wars to happen because of money reasons.
Oh, they do. No,
you know, almost every war.
Almost, I would actually be almost about 75 to 80% certain most wars happen due to economic reasons.
Especially, yeah, recently for sure.
Absolutely.
Back then, like 2,000 plus years ago, no, it was just over.
Do you really think that we needed to be in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, Vietnam too.
Right.
That's the
right.
biggest example of, you know, we shouldn't have been in that war.
Trillions of dollars were spent in Afghanistan and Iraq. Trillions of dollars because of that war. So yeah. Somebody was getting their pockets lined.
They made a whole movie on Dick Cheney recently. Did you watch that?
I didn't have the opportunity to watch
it. Was actually a good movie. But basically the movie was about, you know, it was about Dick Cheney, whatever, but they focused a lot on how he perpetrated the whole war and like, or the reason why America entered into the war. And that he did it for money purposes, basically. And when we're seeing all the stuff about Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, you know, all the sketchy stuff that you guys know about.
Oh, boy.
It's almost like it's become more believable to think that there's certain people at the top
It wouldn't surprise me.
Perpetrating certain things.
No, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, unfortunately speaking, nothing. I've seen and heard so much stuff nowadays that nothing really ever surprised me.
Yeah.
So if that were to be the case, let's say like 15, 20, you know, 25 years down the road from now, we found out, hey, this whole deal is actually for economic purposes, but we still want to tell you guys, or somewhere it's on the dark web that that's what it was for. Would I be surprised? No.
Every time, the thing about this too, we haven't had a big stock market crash like this since 2008, and they're saying this is actually worse than 2008. Oh. Every time there's a stock market crash, the billionaires and all the really rich people, they
make a lot of money.
Right, because they buy so many stocks that are at a low price.
Listen, let me tell you.
And then they make more money.
Let me tell you what. This is a great time for investing. This is a wonderful time. This is the opportune time. If you have any money, don't be scared. Go for it.
Because it's just going to go back up.
Right. It's
Disney
going back up.
Right now is below 100. It's at like 85 right now.
It's going back up. Disney is a powerhouse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to go back up. So if you buy a few stock in Disney, it's going to go back over 100. It was at like 130 or 150 before. It's going to go back up.
It's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Tesla, I mean, even so, like, speaking, like, for Tesla, like, where they're at right now, I remember one time they were at, like, 225, and all of a sudden they were like, all right, you know what?
That whole thing was definitely organized, though.
You know what? Good. It made me a lot of money. I don't care.
Yeah.
Good.
The whole Tesla thing was definitely an isolated situation because the reason it went up to – it went from, like, 250 to 900 is because it was organized.
And people wanted
to make money off it.
I made over $120,000 on Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a happy guy. You know, I bought it when it was very, very cheap, and I made a lot of money on that deal. Tesla, I believe, is an absolutely wonderful company too. But it just brings you kind of back to the point, though. If you think about it, like, watch how rich the banks get. It'll be very strange, but you'll have to put two and two together. And it does take a little bit of awareness to figure it out. But
well, that's the thing. Everything goes downhill. Everyone's panicking. And then after it's all said and done, the billionaires are doing better than ever. The banks are doing better than ever. Everyone that knows something about it is doing better than ever, right?
Everybody that knows something is doing better
than ever. So the more people that know something, the better everyone's going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's just the case.
And the good thing about, you know, social media and the fact that we can communicate with hundreds of thousands of people is that more people are now aware of investing in stock market absolutely. And everything like that.
I communicate with thousands of people a day, you name it. I've got on a lot of my advertising campaigns that I do, hundreds of thousands of impressions, views, clicks, conversions, anything like that. So in my case, when we come out of this, it'll be good. It'll be good for me because now everybody's going to be wanting to get in back in on the advertising game, you know, because everybody's cutting advertising when actually in reality what you guys should be doing is you should be ramping it up because right now there's not as much noise in the market marketplace. It's a little tough to break through the noise of the coronavirus, but...
Well, definitely, like,
Immediately after.
Yeah.
Just wait. It's coming. I mean, so, right now, where we're shooting this podcast is right next to I-4, but if you actually look behind you, outside the window over there, too, you'll see that barely anybody's even on the interstate, Interstate 4.
No, and usually,
it's packed.
Traffic in general is nothing.
Just wait. Wait until the there will be a countrywide shutdown. It's only a matter of time. What they're doing previously, at least so we can fill viewers in, what Alexander and I were talking about was they're slowly phasing it all in.
Yeah.
So some states they're calling you know they're doing a shutdown. They may have started,
California,
right?
Illinois, New York.
New York.
They're the big ones.
They're the major ones. But what they're doing is they're slowly shutting things down. First they started with bars and restaurants, then they escalated a little bit more and a little bit more. Now there's actually curfews in Orange County, Florida, where nobody's able to go out in an effort to contain the virus. And pretty soon when we get there, there also will be, we'll get there to countrywide stuff.
I think they're trying to give the states like a chance to do it on their own. Like for instance, let's say this weekend, maybe if you're a Florida resident, let's say like Florida decides to go into state shutdown.
They may do it.
They'll probably do it before the nationwide shutdown
happens.
They may
do it.
Yeah. So it's either gonna go two ways. Most of the states will do a statewide shutdown, or if they don't, the nation will decide to do it on their own and say, hey, we all got to be on the same page.
The nation will do it eventually. Yeah. But
it's basically whatever happens first.
But it's a good containment effort, though.
Yeah.
It's a great containment effort. To be able to contain a virus like that, especially, like, to be able to shut things down, not have many, like, people interaction. Now, remember, the virus only lasts about 2 weeks. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, they say it's like 14 right. days on average.
Right. It's not a lot. So what is probably going to happen is we'll probably shut everything down for quite some time, maybe 2 weeks at the most, maybe three. I don't know, somewhere around there. But that'll definitely curb it for sure.
Yeah.
As long as nobody's going out. Look, you're either going to – if you got it and you're an elderly person, I'm sorry, you're probably going to die.
I think the thing too is like when this whole shutdown happens – whoever has it is going to be forced to stay inside.
Right.
And then it'll dissipate. And then if anyone still has it afterwards, they'll probably be in the position to where they have no choice but to stay inside.
Right.
Like if you have a bad fever and a bad cough and whatever else, like, you're not going to want to go out. No. If I get the coronavirus, I'm not going to want to go out.
Oh, well, if I get the coronavirus, I won't want to go out either.
Yeah. Because I wouldn't subject
anybody. Not just for my sake, but
I wouldn't
subject
anybody to that. Yeah. And actually, it's not for my sake. Like, I'd be fine. If I get the coronavirus, I may have some coughing, a little bit of a fever, and Lord knows what else. But if I get it, I'm going to be okay. But anybody else that I give it to may not. And that's
and that's on you, you know? It doesn't feel right.
That's right. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, so it's just a mess right now, and it'll get better. I think there's a lot of people that are making jokes about it.
No, the jokes are wrong.
Well, yeah, they're saying like, it's the end of the world, whatever.
No,
no,
it's not the end of the world.
No. If this is the end of the world, then how are you going to do against, like, an actual war?
Well, Alexander, let me put it this way. If it's the end of the world, fuck it, I'm ready. Let's go. You want to know why? Because I already know right where I'm going.
That's true.
I know right where I'm going. I don't have anything to worry about.
But what I'm saying is, if this is the end of the world, we're
mass hysteria.
We're really pathetic if this is the end of the world.
Right. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah.
You know.
We've lived through world wars.
World wars.
The Black Plague.
The Black Plague.
Like,
pandemics
actual,
of all kinds. The,
actual things.
The Spanish flu, for instance. Why is everybody getting so pissed off at the fact that President Trump is calling...
Because
he's calling it the Wuhan virus.
Because it's President Trump.
Right. You think if it was a Democrat, it'd be different?
No. I mean, yes, it would be. If it was a Democrat.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's the German flu, the Spanish flu.
Unfortunately, that's the case, too. Is it... The one-sidedness of everything, the media is completely... They are biased.
Yeah.
Completely. They are absolutely biased. Now, I'm kind of like... I'm for anybody who's better for the country. So, at the time it was Donald Trump, I don't know. If the next election will be, perhaps yes, but we'll have to see. We'll have to weigh our options. But, you know, as of right now, like, think about it. We have an election coming up, but nobody's talking about that.
No, they're postponing primary elections and everything.
They're postponing everything for all this.
All I've know...
Let me tell you what. In the advertising world, I've gotten killed. I've lost $20,000 a month. I've had about 15 to, like, anywhere from about 15 to 12 people say, hey, let's shut off your ad campaign because I can't get anybody through the door. So a traditional retail business, like, I can't imagine, like, what they're going through. Anybody that's really, really cash-strapped and doesn't have the funds.
Yeah, restaurants, retail business, like, no one's going out. No one's going to restaurants. No one's going to stores and buying anything. And even online sales have gone down because, like, if you're stuck at home, what, you know, you're not doing anything.
No, you're not doing anything.
You really don't need to order anything online.
I have a pen company right now. It's called American Hard Goods Incorporated. And we make these beautiful pens, all custom made by hand, actually made by myself, believe it or not. Orders are going down. Stuff's going down. Nobody's doing searches like they usually do. I had a real estate client recently that just said, hey, I can't get anybody into these property leases here, so let's shut the campaign down. Well, you want to know what that means? Every person that said they were going to shut a campaign down for me means I'm not getting paid at all, like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, my market share is going down considerably. I had a talk with another marketing company today that said they lost $11 million of revenue per month off of their marketing for their stuff that they were doing. And it's all due to the coronavirus. $11 million a month.
Yeah.
It's mass hysteria. People are going out there and they're buying toilet paper. The last time I checked, the coronavirus does not kill you from, you know, having massive diarrhea and fucking up your insides.
I think it's the fact that people are scared of being trapped inside and they don't have toilet paper.
Why?
I don't know. Just take a shower after.
Take a fucking shower. Take a shower.
It's
use
cleaner.
A washcloth if you have to.
Yeah, I mean, these people, most of these people wouldn't survive, like, a day in any actual pandemic. Any actual... you know, wartime or anything like that.
No, we're all soft. No, we're soft now. People in the World War II generation, you know, the Vietnam generation. Well, they're not, the Vietnam's generation's not passed away yet.
They're still around, but they're also
World War II. Like, that was the big one. That was the they call it the great, you know, the great, one of the greatest generations. They lived through a lot. Like, this is like,
in all reality, the virus itself is nothing.
It's nothing at all.
But no, we can make it, or the media can make it,
right,
to seem however it wants to be.
Well, you know? That's the point. They're supposed to do that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say they're supposed to, but...
No, that is literally their job, though. There was...
To make money...
Right, right.
Is what you're saying. Right. In order to make money, absolutely, is to cause panic.
Well, yeah, no, their main job is to cause absolute pandemonium.
Think about
You're supposed to strike...
You're trapped at home. You have no choice but to watch Fox News now, or CNN.
Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whatever. Whatever. You have... That's all. What else are you gonna watch? You want to watch stuff on the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, you can watch cartoons, but how long is that gonna last?
Don't worry. No, it's coming through on the internet too. Like, no, you're gonna see it again. You're gonna see the coronavirus all the time, until it's gone, and it's gonna take a while to get it done. It's gonna take a long time to get it over with.
Yeah,
trust me. Mark my words. It'll take a forever, but you watch. Pharmaceutical companies will make a lot of money. Hospitals.
Don't take ibuprofen, though, because that makes it worse.
The coronavirus
makes it worse.
Well, you know what? I mean, I take ibuprofen for headaches, but I guess I won't now. I'll just suffer.
That's different, though, because if you have the coronavirus, it makes it worse. If you get the coronavirus, or if you have any symptoms and you think it's related to the coronavirus, don't take ibuprofen, Advil, anything like that, because that actually aggravates it. Aggravates the lungs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be sure not to take them.
Yeah, so just for now,
suffer through the pain.
Yeah, I mean, because people think, you know, oh, they feel sick or whatever, take ibuprofen. But for some reason, here's what you gotta do. Take some hard alcohol, and at the very least, gargle it.
Whiskey.
Dead serious. Gargle whiskey. Some whiskey.
No, it kills everything.
It does. The sunshine. Go out on your porch, bask in the sun for a little bit.
I was basking in the sun for 2.5 hours today, and I'll tell you what, I feel great.
Yeah, the sun kills it. Alcohol kills it. So, all you partiers, just party from home.
Whistle pick. You got.
I know they say don't have friends over. Have a few friends over.
Right.
Whistle pick.
Whistle pick. Tenure. That's one of my favorites.
Good whiskey. Just have a good whiskey. Or even vodka, if that's your thing.
Vodka will just get
anything that's like over 30%. And just have a good time.
Just have, you know what? That's the biggest piece of advice. And I think, you know, after all this time, you know, you'll come out stronger from this.
Exactly. Everyone will come stronger from this.
Yeah, you will.
It's going to be okay. And I think we've had a great talk.
Absolutely.
We're going to cut it short here, but we've had a great talk. And at the very least, you know, we're going through mass hysteria right now, but after it's all said and done, it's all going to be okay. We're going to come back stronger than ever, economically speaking, whatever. It's going to be great. But I'll tell you what, I'll see you guys later. Walter, it's been great having you.
Thank you. I hope you'll be back on the show again.
Of course. Until next time.
Thank you.